Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you.
Amen.
What a beautiful way to remind us it's still Christmas. What a great way to begin this last Sunday of the Christmas season as we celebrate the feast of the baptism of our Lord. But what a great inspiring way to begin this day and to remind us to take that peace that we just sang into ordinary time tomorrow and to take it into all the days that lie ahead. My dear family, I welcome those of you who are joining us here in the cathedral visiting. Welcome to your home away from home. Always our arms are extended to receive you and to rejoice with you in the love of Christ. And to all of you joining us from home, or at the hospital, or at the nursing homes, or wherever you may be this day, if you're traveling, thank you for letting us come into your homes, into your presence, and to be with you in spirit, and to be with you via live stream and television, and to always indeed remind you of the great love of Christ and the love we have for you as the cathedral family. Praying this day that we celebrate the feast of the baptism of the Lord reminds all of us of his goodness that he shares with us each and every day. To begin this time of prayer, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, your Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty ever-living God, who when Christ had been baptized in the river Jordan, and as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, solemnly declared him your beloved Son, grant that your children by adoption, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, may always be well-pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah.
Thus says the Lord, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak those gathered in the house of Cornelius, saying, in truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, Whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word that he sent to the Israelites as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. What has happened over all of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's celebration of the baptism of the Lord makes the end of our Christmas season. And so, as good practicing Roman Catholics, the baptism of Jesus makes sense to us, right? Sure it does. A couple of weeks ago, we experienced the birth of the infant Jesus in the manger. The Word was enfleshed. And then last week, Jesus, the Christ, was made known to the nations by the wise men, the Magi. So we say to ourselves, well, isn't it about time he receives the first sacrament of initiation, baptism? Well, that's not quite how this works. And I'm sure you all understand that today we don't celebrate the baptism of the infant Jesus, but Jesus' baptism as he begins his public ministry. He was a grown man. He was 30 years old. And so this act of Jesus being baptized in the Jordan River confirms his identity as the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Last week, as you know, we did celebrate the feast of the Epiphany, when Christ was revealed to the nations. And so this week at the Baptism of the Lord, our Eastern brothers in the Eastern Church call this celebration this week the Theophany. Fancy word, Theophany, because at his baptism, God appears in three persons. The Holy Spirit comes down on Jesus in bodily form as of a dove, and then the heavens open up and the voice of the Father comes through and says, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Okay, so what about Jesus' baptism? What about the baptism of our Lord in the Jordan? Well, we can talk about this baptism in many ways and why it was so necessary. In other words, we can get into the theological reasons for it. And yes, these theological reasons, these things, in fact, are important. But today, I feel we should discuss Jesus' baptism in relation to our own baptism. So what do all of us do? What does every good card-carrying Catholic do when you enter the church doors? Well, the first thing you do is you look around for the holy water font. You reach in and you dip your fingers in and you bless yourselves. I do the same thing, and I do it without thinking. But this blessing, this simple act of dipping our fingers into the font, this blessing is to remind us of our own baptism. And I think it's there to remind us of our own baptism in three major ways. Number one, it should remind us of our identity, of who we are. Number two, our mission. What is our mission? We find out who we are, well, then what is our mission? And number three, we should be reminded of those graces, of those empowerments that we receive at our baptism. And so, yes, when we dip those fingers and we bless ourselves, it should remind ourselves of beginning number one, our identity. Okay? Who are we? Who are we? In fact, we are all of us, children of God. That in fact, we've been baptized into Christ. That in fact, we've been baptized into a faith community of like believers. That we have been washed, that we've been forgiven, that we've been cleansed, that we've been purified by the blood of the Lamb. But we all know that's probably not what we think about. Probably don't have any thoughts when we come into church. Or maybe our thoughts are wandering all over the place when we dip and bless ourselves. But I think today's celebration helps us to remember. And so Jesus' baptism that we celebrate today truly should remind us, first and foremost, of our identity as adopted sons and daughters. And this first sacrament of baptism serves as, I think, a gateway. It serves as a doorway. It serves as access to the other sacraments. It opens the door for us. Our other sacraments, hopefully, will lead us to number two, which is our mission in life. And yes, we all have a mission. As baptized Christians, we all have a mission. And it's not mission impossible. It's not a mission of the world around us. It's not the mission of our society. It's not about how many Twitter or Facebook followers we can get. It's not about being on YouTube videos. It's not about wearing the with it fashions or trying to be relevant with the woke people of our society. No, it's much bigger and a lot more fulfilling than all of those things. See, we are to be ambassadors of Christ. We are to be evangelizers of the gospel values. We're all called, each and every one of us, we're all called to be the salt that flavors the all too often bad-tasting, flat-tasting world and society that we live in today. Yes, we are in the world, but not of the world. And so number three this day is to remind us of all of those graces that we all received at our own baptism and to renew our baptismal promises, we're reminded, and we should be reminded, of how we were anointed at our baptism. We were anointed with two oils. The oil of the catechumen, sometimes called the oil of salvation, which gives us the strength. It gives us the strength of Christ to fight against the forces of evil that's all around us. We were anointed with the oil of chrism, signifying that we're consecrated in the image of Jesus as priest, prophet, and king. And of course, we have the lighted candle, the paschal candle, which symbolizes the light of Christ. It symbolizes our faith. And this light is lit on the candles at the baptism. We have smaller candles, and it's given to your parents and godparents. It's entrusted to them to keep that life light always burning in our lives, to keep us safe from the poisons of sin that are around us. And lastly, to tie all of this together, we renew our own baptismal promises. We renew those promises, consecrating our lives to the Holy Trinity and rejecting Satan and all his empty promises. Promises that so often our profane world offers us through the wonders of mass communication with all its glitter. And as I say in Spanish, it's muy suavecito. It's real smooth. You know, because each and every one of us, if we saw evil, truly, if we saw evil walking down the street with all its grotesqueness, we wouldn't go near it. We'd have to be idiots. We wouldn't go near it. No, it's smooth. We don't even know it. It's slick. Basically, we're told to, yes, sometimes worship other human beings. We're told because of their fame, because of their wealth, because of their looks. But these type of worships are dead ends. They're dead ends that lead to disappointment, and ultimately they lead to despair and they lead to sadness. So my friends, each time we dip our fingers into the font, into the holy water, and bless ourselves, we should try at least to remember that, number one, who we are, number two, what our mission is, and number three, that we have the graces, we have the empowerments that have been given us to accomplish our missions. But you know what? You know, as the saying goes, you've heard the saying, talk is cheap. This will not happen just by acknowledging it. Once we've acknowledged these concepts, we have to be active. Got to be active in our lives to make them a reality, to bring them to fruition. And we don't have to look any further than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus was such an active person, manifesting the kingdom of God, that it ultimately, we all know, led to his death as a man. But as we know, that was not the end of the story, for Jesus is not dead. He rose gloriously and is alive and well in each and every one of our immortal souls. So my friends, if we can, let's just think about our baptism a little bit today and take time to remember and to know that each and every one of us, individually, each and every one of us can actually change the world by simply living out our baptismal promises. May God truly bless you and me, truly give you the strength and courage to do so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
My dear family, through this Christmas season, we have celebrated with great joy the birth of Christ, so that we may walk with him in the newness of life. And now that we celebrate the feast of the baptism of our Lord, by which let us together renew the promises of our own holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and his works, and promised to serve God in the Holy Church. So I ask you, do you renounce Satan and all of his works and all of his empty promises? My dear family, do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? My dear family, this is our faith. This is the faith of the Church, and we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. With that confidence in what our Lord always seeks to offer you and me, let us ask that he hear the needs we now present to him.
For all of us, the Church, that we may realize the call we received in baptism, and may, with the assistance of the Holy Spirit, bring light to all who dwell in darkness in every nation and every age, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That government leaders may use their powers to advance justice and promote peace in the nations and communities they lead, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who prepare adults for initiation or parents whose children will be baptized, that they may be blessed in their ministry, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may all realize our baptismal calling to minister to others, and that many may respond to that call through ordained and lay ministry, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Zenaida Cortez, Honorato Olvera, Glenn Hebert, Conchita Bazan, and for the special intentions of Connie Cueva, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Loving Father, we thank you for this Christmas season, which we celebrated in honor of your Son, who brings us in the gift of his birth renewal of our own lives. Renew in all of us our promise to be your priest, prophet, and king in this world, and to serve Christ faithfully where he sends us. For we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, the offerings we have brought to honor the revealing of your beloved Son, so that the oblation of your faithful may be transformed into the sacrifice of him who willed in his compassion to wash away the sins of the world, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the waters of the Jordan you revealed with signs and wonders a new baptism, so that through the voice that came down from heaven, we might come to believe in your word dwelling among us. And by the Spirit's descending in the likeness of a dove, we might know that Christ, your servant, has been anointed with the oil of gladness and sent to bring the good news to the poor. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end, we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. together with faith and hope, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Let us stand in prayer. Nourish with these sacred gifts, we humbly entreat your mercy, O Lord, that faithfully listening to your only begotten Son, we may be your children in name and in truth. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just two announcements first. My apologies about the bulletin. We were not able to get one complete for this weekend. Hopefully next weekend that won't be the case. As you know, our bulletin editor moved on. He's in D.C. now, a new job, a new career, so I'm really happy. But we haven't replaced him yet, so please pray that we find someone who can take his place. Secondly, as you know, the Christmas season will come to a close, so we need a home for these poinsettias. So if you have a green thumb, come back after 12:30 Mass and offer to give a home to some of these poinsettias. But also, if we can have some help to tear everything down, take the trees out, et cetera. And that will happen after the 12:30 Mass today. But praying you take the wonderful Christmas hope, joy into the days that lie ahead, and keep it Christmas all the days of our journey. The Lord be with you. And may the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Thanks be to God. Now let's offer one another a Merry Christmas that will last for the rest of the year. Merry Christmas to you all.
I'm Father Peter Lisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.